Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good morning to you. It is 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the 29th day of July, 2015. You are tuned in to the Perspective Power Radio Network. The music you're hearing is compliments of award-winning artist David Martinka. Please find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. We are so grateful to him for his contributions, and when you visit his website, you'll find out that the band Sunshadows has just been nominated for yet another fantastic award. When I say word winning, I'm not joking. All righty then. And I'm not joking about an attitude of gratitude either. You know, I've been doing this show for a little over a year and a half now, live every Wednesday at this time. And, of course, the archives are available. A lot of people busy doing other things at this time. I get it. But it isn't even about, gee, listen to the show. It's about doing something with the attitude of gratitude. Because people will say all the time, well, how do you know how many people listen to the show? I said, I don't. Because there could be millions of people and there could be two people. And in all actuality, it's less about how many people are listening than it is about how many people are using the attitude of gratitude. Because like the show title says, all we're saying is give attitude of gratitude a chance. Give it a chance. You don't know the good it can do if you don't try it. The other aspect about giving it a chance is how far that good goes. So let's back it up to what you don't know about how you can do something wonderful for yourself when you give an attitude of gratitude the chance. I know of a lot of people who are dealing with circumstances in their life that are less than pleasant for them. I'm not saying they'd be pleasant necessarily for anybody else. However, I have a girlfriend who very recently got a divorce, as recently as yesterday. And we were chatting about it on Facebook, and she was talking about all the things she was going through, and I thought to myself, wow, I haven't experienced that in a long time. It's been 26 years since I went through what she went through. And all of the emotion and the thoughts and the stress that's going to come up. I mean, just like with anything, when you make a major change, change your job, when you relocate, when you end a marriage, end any type of relationship, actually, which is basically what I'm saying, you're going to go through a tremendous amount of flux within yourself. The only thing that can bring you through it, and I mean this sincerely, coffee, alcohol, friends, food, money, sex, you know, you can put all these other things in there. But there's really only one thing that's going to bring you through it, and that is to develop an attitude of gratitude. And I'm not necessarily saying an attitude of gratitude about the experiencing. However, when that happens, when you could actually be grateful for that very energy that you're experiencing right then and there, you're going to see rockets of desire launched. You're going to see your vibrational tone change and shift, is the word I was going to use, to get you to the point where you are attracting things like a magnet, boom, that just add power, strength, layer, and depth to what you're doing, and you will feel so supported. You will be doing so much for yourself that it is absolutely unbelievable. But when you start with the attitude of gratitude, even if the only thing you can be grateful for is that you have fingers at the end of your hands, if the only thing you can be grateful for is that you have eyelashes on your eyes, if the only thing that you can be grateful for is that you have teeth to chew your food, that doesn't matter what you're grateful for. It doesn't matter how little or seemingly insignificant that thing, quote unquote, is that you are grateful for. Develop your attitude of gratitude for it. Give it a chance. Watch and see the ripple effect in your life of what having an attitude of gratitude for those things will do for you. Absolutely amazing. It's kind of like the phone call from the best friend at the moment you really need it, but your phone's not going to ring. And the best friend's going to be somebody. It's going to be an energy. It's going to be something that you will carry around with you for the rest of your life. Because friends will come and go. Some friends stay. Some don't. Some are stronger than others. And some are more understanding than others. They get you better than others. But an attitude of gratitude will always, 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 always give you that chance to really take the breath, reframe in the moment, and find that strength to go on. It really does work. And the only reason people tell me it doesn't is because they haven't tried it. Now, I have another friend who's been dealing with a major health concern for a long time, a couple decades, right? And just the other day, I noticed on a Facebook post, she said that she just didn't know how much longer she could go on. She doesn't know where she's going to get the strength to deal with this. And I thought to myself, if you speak more about a gratitude thing than the energy that seems to be zapping your life, the funny thing is, you wouldn't have to worry about where the strength is going to come to go on. It will find you. It's magnetized to you. So my responses to her are very different than a lot of others. You know, a lot of other people are saying, well, I'm really sorry. Gosh, I'm praying for you. Gee, this is horrible. You're going through this. But what we don't realize when we add those, what we think are politically correct kind phrases to a statement in our response, that's what we give, we're literally perpetuating the energy that helps keep her in that state of unwellness. When we start adding phrases and words like, you know, you've got so much going for you, you had the voice to make that video, you have a computer that you can reach out and talk to people with, you have fingers that can manipulate the controls, you have, you know, a beautiful home to live in. When you start sending those messages, once the person you are sending them to starts responding with, you know what, you're right, or doesn't even say you're right, if they just repeat them like a robot, I have a beautiful home to live in, I have, eventually what's going to happen is they're going to break through an energy of feeling that will connect them. And once that feeling is there, once they say it and then they feel it, that connection is truly magical. And I have seen it personally, and I've seen it in testimonials from other people, that when you can take that attitude of gratitude and you can allow yourself to feel good about anything, I don't care what it is. I'm grateful for oatmeal in my bowl. I'm grateful for iced tea sitting next to me. I'm grateful I have glass in my windows. I say that all the time. People laugh at me. But you know what? There are countries around this world where people do not have glass in their windows, and all manner of yuck can come flying through those windows at any point in time. That is not the case in my home, and I doubt it's the case in your home. You can be grateful for that. So when you give an attitude of gratitude a chance, you are raising your own vibration to attract to you those things that you will be grateful for and more things that you will be grateful for. Now, am I saying that by my friends who are going through their health issues or their marital or relationship issues will solve all their problems by developing an attitude of gratitude? I don't know. They've got nothing to lose. It's free. All it takes is trying it and then trying it again and then trying it again. The thing is, if at first you don't succeed, keep trying until you do, right? If this is something that can happen for you, all you have to do is give it a chance and see. Now, if it is something that can happen for you, what are the long-term ramifications? I don't know. I can't speak for you. I can speak for me. The long-term ramifications are pretty darn amazing. It doesn't mean, and have been pretty darn amazing, it doesn't mean that things have not occurred in my life that I had to sit back and go, whoa, that was kind of out of left field, or gee whiz, that could disrupt the harmony that's going on in my world right now. Of course that kind of stuff still happens. It's life. It's called life. And life goes in circles. And the circles that life goes in bring us back and around and back and around and back and around all the time. However, once you've cultivated the ability to get into your attitude of gratitude, two things will happen when those circumstances hit. You can acknowledge them, and then you can choose, based on the track record you have with your attitude of gratitude, how you're going to face it, deal with it, and experience it. It's pretty darn amazing. Pretty darn amazing. Because you can't control what the world's going to throw at you. You cannot do that. All you can do is control how you respond to it. Once you have developed the affinity for, the knowledge of, and the method of an attitude of gratitude, the really cool thing is it can always serve you. It can always serve you. You have a choice. You have a choice in your life. You can be grateful for what you do have that you do like, or you can dwell on what you have that you don't like. But if you don't give an attitude of gratitude a chance, you're never going to know. Now, long-term effects and ripple effects. Absolutely, absolutely. If my attitude is one of, yeehaw, and I'm all happy and I'm walking around thinking that life is the greatest thing since sliced bread, and by the way, it is, and I am so filled with my appreciation for what I've got in my world, that energy moves away from me vibrationally and goes out into the world. And it literally lights up worlds that I will probably never see. Someone way across the world that might be going through a very similar experience that I'm going through might all of a sudden feel hope. Somebody on the other side of town that is going through something I would never even possibly imagine all of a sudden takes a deep breath and says, I'll try. I'm not saying I'm saving the world. I'm saying attitude of gratitude is literally working to give us all a higher vibration, a frequency that helps us when we need the strength to keep going, when we need the hope to wonder, gee whiz, will tomorrow be a better day? All we're saying is give an attitude of gratitude a chance, because you don't know until you try. And I do know, because I have tried, that it does work. So there's two things I'd like to suggest. The first is, prove me wrong. Do it. Prove me wrong. Work an attitude of gratitude to your utmost. Get into it. Own it. Feel it. Really feel it. Give it everything you've got. And if you can't prove me wrong the first time, try it again the second time. Keep working until you can prove me wrong. And the second is, when you've done that, let me know. Get in touch with me. Find me on Facebook. You know, we've got a fan page there, facebook.com/perspectivepower. And we post a lot of things there. It doesn't tell you how to think. It gives you things to think about. And people don't necessarily post on that page, although they do, but they private message me. And they say, hey, guess what? Or they email me, perspective_power@yahoo.com. Right? And they say, hey, Annette, guess what? Blah, 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 blah. And they tell me how these things have worked. And the people that think they do it once, it's like you paint your walls, you never paint again. Of course you do. You paint all the time. People are always changing their decor. You go and work out. You work out once, you get strong muscles on one day, and then you never work out again. No, of course not. It's no different. This is no different. However, the difference is you don't need to smell paint fumes to work an attitude of gratitude. You don't need to wear special clothes, go to the gym, and pay for a membership to work an attitude of gratitude. This is something you can do all by yourself for free, and it works. It works for you. It works for me. I know. Nobody should sing this early in the morning, and especially not me. I haven't finished my coffee. So I appreciate the fact you're going to give this a chance. I appreciate the fact you're going to check out award-winning artist David Martinka. He's up for another award with his group Sun Shadows. So check them out at sunshadows.net and redbellymusic.com. I appreciate the fact that you follow this program on Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower, because that's where you're going to find all of our archives. That's where you're going to really, really get a sense of community, because everybody that's following the network and following the program is also doing something with their own attitude of gratitude. And I really, really do appreciate finding out, even if it has nothing whatsoever to do with this show, what you're grateful for. So find me on Facebook, Annette Rochelle Aben, and you can even check me out at Annette Rochelle Aben Communicates, which is my author fan page, and let me know what you're grateful for. Just share it. Just do it. Just do it. And you know what? You'll help me raise my vibration, because all we're saying is give an attitude of gratitude a chance.